If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Angus Cloud's former manager is coming after the late actor's Euphoria money, as well as several other deals he said the 25-year-old owed him long before his shocking death. Dayami Cordero is suing Cloud's estate, claiming the former star owed him a whopping $94,770 in unpaid commission, according to the suit obtained by RadarOnline.com. In the filing, the manager claimed his agreement with Cloud was a 10% commission of the compensation received. Cordero alleged the late actor, famous for playing Fesco on HBO's Euphoria, breached their contract in 2022, stating he has a record of, Angus, making numerous commission payments to him until he ceased making such payments with no basis. Cordero said he engaged in bona fide settlement negotiations with Angus's legal representative, and a formal settlement agreement was circulated but not agreed to nor executed. He even included a breakdown of the commission he claimed to be owed, and the amount is no small feat. According to Cordero, Cloud failed to pay him $17,500 in commission from a 2022 Ralph Lauren fragrances gig and $15,000 from Euphoria Season 2, which was Angus' last. He also claimed Cloud owed him $15,000 over a collaboration with Atelier Luxury Group, $13,500 from a Raven event, and $10,000 over a social media post for Reebok. This isn't the first time that Cloud's estate has been hit with money demands since his accidental overdose in July. RadarOnline.com broke the story. JP Morgan Chase Bank filed a creditor's claim in November, claiming that the actor owes a whopping $9,056.11 despite his death. Weeks later, American Express hit his estate with a four-figure creditor's claim. This outlet also told you first that a judge appointed Cloud's mom, Lisa, as the administrator of his estate worth at least $1 million. Cloud died at his family's home in Oakland last summer. He was only 25 years old. The Euphoria actor's toxicology report revealed a lethal mix of drugs, including cocaine, fentanyl, methamphetamine, and benzodiazepine, was found in his system. The Alameda County coroner said Cloud died from acute intoxication from the combination of drugs. Lisa discovered her son's body and made the 911 call to report a possible overdose. Angus' mom also told the operator that he didn't have a pulse. The actor had recently returned from a trip to Ireland to scatter his father Connor Hickey's ashes. Angus' death came just 2 months after his dad passed away.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.